Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
Thank you for giving us time to divulge many of the things that are hidden in this report. What can you say about the ownership of Australian farmland?
Australian farmland has always been had a big foreign ownership, right back to obviously colonial times. But even in the Federation era, many of the larger farms, particularly pastoral leases and where cattle and sheep are run, have been foreign owned. And this debate, which has raged particularly vehemently since for about a decade now, there have been a number of kind of partial studies which have shown that that's still the case, and people have pointed this out. But the concern at the present time has arisen because of renewed foreign ownership and maybe new owners. So whereas traditionally a lot of land was owned by British and North American interests, there have been interests from Middle Eastern countries and from China in particular, which have raised a lot of concern. And although these are very small proportions of land, the concerns around the ownership by these countries, and particularly companies and government agencies of these countries, has raised a lot of concern.
Right. In the light of the recent acquisition of Chinese companies of dairy farms and major agricultural assets, it's surprising to know that only 13.6% or 52 million hectares are owned by foreigners.
It's been a surprise to some, but if you're one of the researchers or a member of the government statistical services, this is very much in line with the ownership surveys which have been carried out previously, and although those are partial, whereas this is much more comprehensive, this is in line. The last survey came out around about 12%. That was in 2013, the Agricultural Land and Water Ownership Survey, 44.9 million hectares, 11.3% of farmland. So 12.5% of farmland in 2013. So this is very much in line. The numbers, the actual areas of ownership are quite a misleading statistic in some ways.
I noticed that as always, in the past, the United Kingdom, United States are leading in foreign ownership. But what's surprising is that in the countries that own most agricultural land by size, the Philippines is only under China on number six. We are quite interested in this because the Philippines is not really a rich country. How come they could invest in Australia in such a position?
This is one of the interesting things which has been shown up. I presented a paper at a conference in 2012 in the UK, and I had a list at that time of the top 10 owners, countries owning land in or having interest in land in Australia, and Philippines wasn't in that top 10. This is something which I like you, find a little bit difficult to understand. it's very easy to understand the issues of ownership from places like China and South Korea and Singapore. These are rich countries.
Yes.
There's a lot of capital in those countries wanting to invest for food security reasons, and also simply just as investments. Lots of pension funds are investing in land around the world, and that's why Switzerland and Jersey, I think, have very high ownerships. But the Philippines just seems to be counterintuitive, and it's one of those areas that needs slightly more research.
We have information about some politicians or rich people through politics in the Philippines who have for a long while been investors, major investors in agricultural lands in Australia. And could that be the reason why we are number six, the Filipino community?
Yeah, I think that's probably where the story is. In all of these countries, even developing countries that are not particularly rich, and the Philippines might fall into that category. There are people with enormous amounts of wealth, and we know that from the politics of the Philippines over the last two or three decades. In countries which are somewhat unstable, then the people who accumulate wealth always invest outside.
That's right.
People have said that land resources in Australia are relatively cheap compared to some other countries, but I believe that the main reason people will invest in land resources in Australia is because we have a very stable government.
True.
We've got a stable economic situation. If you make a long-term investment in land in Australia, you may not make massive profits when you sell it, but you're going to be able to actually get your money back, it's a safe investment.
Right. My last question, do you think this report will somehow put at ease the controversy about Chinese investment in the country?
Absolutely not. the concerns about Chinese investment are really concerns about a much wider concerns about Chinese influence in economic and political affairs in Australia, as we've seen very recently from the Dastiari affair. it's another vehicle where China is making investments. It won't go away, and the statistic that only 0.5% of Australian farmland is owned by China is an irrelevance, because that statistic is not going to actually negate the criticism. And there is a concern that most of that land, and this is something which we didn't know before, is actually in cultivated areas. So much of the Chinese ownership is in our more productive land in Australia. And that is a valid concern. But it's really emotional and political rather than having a strong economic basis.
All right. Professor, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much indeed.
Okay. Goodbye.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang iyong mga kwento sa Facebook.